Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
If you've ever been around exercise, the gym, athletics, you don't want to be called soft. Why? Because it's a metaphor that references someone's body, and at least around gyms, you don't want a soft body. Why? Because it's untoned muscle. It's a body that hasn't experienced pain. Discipline, work, and so you're called soft, which means that you can't handle anything that takes a requirement for vigor, exercise, perseverance. All these things are the opposite of having a soft body or being soft. So why do I talk about the fact that most people in business today are soft? What does that mean? It means they haven't identified what their hard skill is. And I'll tell you what I mean when I say that. Some of you have heard of Tony Hsieh. If not, Google him. And he basically started Zappos Shoes. Now, Tony's gone on to write books. He's gone on to speak. He's gone on to do inspirational things. But his hard skill was shoes. It's the same thing with Phil Knight, who is obviously the founder, co-founder of Nike. It's the same thing with so many people who are out there. The reason why we know these people today is because they have a hard skill. If you're in the faith-based world, it's think of Andy Stanley. Andy Stanley's hard skill is leadership. And that's why he's able to speak on stages, write books, because his hard skill is leadership. He expresses it in North Point Church, just like Tony Hsieh expresses his hard skill in Zappos Shoes. But so many business owners, they don't have a hard skill. That was me up until a few years ago. Back before 2014, I was kind of an author. I was a coach, I was a speaker, and I had just come out of my day job. But once we started Author Academy Elite, that's when things began to change. That was the hard skill that I could offer the world, how to write, publish, and market their books the correct way. Today I have a private phone call with someone who's very high up in the fashion industry. If I said what they were the director of, you'd scratch your head. Now, of course, I didn't know that. I had to Google the person because I don't know anything about fashion. But I'm helping that person later today with their book. Why? Because I have a hard skill that cannot be duplicated. And if you want to increase your influence, impact, and income, you need a hard skill. And so many people are soft. They don't know what their hard skill is. And as a result, they have a soft business. They could be a jack of all trades. They could be someone who plugs a hole. And when you are just someone who plugs a hole, when you're someone who's just a jack of all trades, you don't have a hard skill to offer. And that's not bad. You're not a bad person to have a soft skills. But when you can say, you know what, here's my hard skill. Nobody else on planet Earth can duplicate it. What do you become? You become irreplaceable. And when you become irreplaceable and you add value to people with an irreplaceable hard skill, that's when the world begins to shift for you. So I want to challenge you today. Maybe you're too soft. And if you know what your hard skill is, I dare you. I double dare you to put in the comments below what your hard skill is. Go ahead and place it. I don't even care if in this particular post you put your website link. If you are bold enough to have a hard skill, you have my permission on this particular post, it will not be deleted, to put down your hard skill. As long as it values other people and doesn't tear others down, we'll make that happen. Why? Because I love to support people who have identified what their hard skill is. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.